You've got questions, I've got answers. Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, answering the questions that new leaders ask us. Our goal is to help all leaders become more productive, successful, and confident. And to do that, today, we're talking about deadlines and what we do when we miss them. Let's go. So we were asked this question, and it's kind of a long one, so bear with me as I ask it to you, share it with you. I have a hard time chastising people for missing deadlines, so instead, I tend to micromanage every step of the process to keep them on track. This is time-consuming and feels belittling. Is there a better way? Well, there's a lot of things going on in this question. The first thing I would say is yes, there's a better way. Micromanaging is not what we want to do, so I want to ask you three questions to think about in answering this question. Here are the three questions back. Question number one, is the deadline clear? Not just is the deadline clear to you, but is the deadline clear to them? Did they really know what the deadline was? And was the deadline specific and explicit? Did you mean Friday at noon? Did you mean Friday? Did you mean Friday at the start of business? If all you said, I need this on Friday, but you really needed it on Friday at noon, and they give it to you at 5 o'clock, close of business, 3 hour time difference from you, then you didn't meet the deadline. You gotta be clear. Is the deadline clear in your own head first? And then secondly, is the deadline clear in their mind? The second one, is the deadline real? I mean, we all know that people sandbag on deadlines. Well, I need it by now. I mean, this happens to me all the time. I'm gonna do a webinar for someone and they say, I need the copy from you, Kevin, on this date. And that date is like way ahead of when it's gonna happen. And it's always curious to me, like how real is the deadline. So we want to make sure that people know that the deadline is real, that this is a real deadline, and probably want to let them know what happens next as that is related to that. And the third is, are there consequences? Like if they miss it, how does it impact others on the team? If they miss it, how does it impact the customer? If they miss it, how does it impact the overall project? What are the consequences? Positive when we make it, negative when we don't. We've got to make sure that people understand that. So here's the thing. There are three questions. Is the deadline clear? Is it real? And what are the consequences? If people don't know the consequences, if people don't know if it's real, or if people don't really, if it's really not clear, if you got a no to any of those, that's where you should start. You shouldn't start with micromanaging. You should start with solving that. Now notice that all three of those things aren't really about the other person nearly as they are, as much as they are about you. Now our questioner said, I start micromanaging, I start diving in. Here's the thing. What you really want to do is, once the deadline is real and once the deadline is clear and once the consequences are there, then what you want to do is you want to come alongside of the person and say, hey, if this is the deadline in 2 weeks, what can I best do to help you get there? What could I do to help you? So that it feels like and truly is you checking in with them, not checking up on them. If you come alongside early and find out that there's a problem, then you're in a position to help give resources, encouragement, support, help, whatever. But that all needs to happen in front of the deadline. If we wait until the deadline is missed and it becomes a gotcha, and then we feel like we have to take it back, we get the downward spiral. We feel like we end up chastising because we didn't meet it. That's the problem. So we have to recognize the role that we play here. It isn't necessarily to micromanage. It is to help people be successful. And if we get yes answers to those three questions, both from our perspective and the perspective of our team member, we got a better chance of the deadlines being met. And if we get in front of it, we got a better chance of mediating, adjusting, flexing, and helping people be successful. So hopefully that's a useful way to help us think about deadlines. Let's close, as always, with today's tweet. Missed deadlines are shared failure. Leaders get in front of the deadline, not chastise after it's been missed. So I hope that this idea has helped you. I hope that this answer to this question has been valuable to you. I'm guessing if you're still watching, it's because it has been and you have some need to be a more effective leader, perhaps in that transition from bud to boss. If that's the case for you or anyone else that you know, there are all sorts of resources on this page. There's other video, other blog posts, and lots of products and services that we offer, all available for you, free and otherwise. I hope you'll take advantage checking them all out right here on the website. And I look forward to seeing you on a next time when I answer another question that people like you are asking.